Well, it's not given the situation that we're facing, the cuts that we're facing to higher education, the difficulty with the financial challenges that festivals faced in the last couple of years, and our attempts to try and find some model to make it work, it just can't happen. And so we've very, very reluctantly have had to decide we're going to end the Belfast Festival of Queens.
So this is it. No more Belfast Festival at Queen's.
That's it, yeah.
So it doesn't matter if they can get funding from elsewhere.
Well,
What happens?
the City Council and others have ambitions to maintain an international Belfast Festival, and if that can be achieved, that would be great. I think what I'm saying here is that the university's role in this, after 52 years, is in charge, is basically running the festival, is coming to an end.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, very sad. I mean, we are immensely proud of the legacy of the festival. I know when I was a student, this was one of the shining lights in the city when times were very dark. So we're immensely proud of the tradition. We're extremely grateful for all the people that have worked in festival over the years, extremely grateful for the support we've got from sponsors and supporters over the years. In the last number of years, the Arts Council and the Ulster Bank in particular have made an absolutely magnificent support for festivals. So we're very sad that this has happened. But we're facing, at this point, unprecedented cuts to our core business. There's a real chance next September that hundreds of young people aren't going to come to Queen's who should be coming to Queen's. So we're facing a very, very difficult situation. And in that circumstance, we really have to look to our core activity. And in that, we just cannot afford to take the financial risk or carry the financial risk, which festival unfortunately entails at the moment.
How much were you putting into it?
Annually, we put in about 120,000 a year. But we are the organisation which carries the financial risk if something goes wrong. And a few years ago, the festival did have a very significant deficit, and we had to find that money from somewhere. In current circumstances, we just cannot afford to carry that financial risk any longer.
People will appreciate the financial pressure you are under.
Yeah.
However, they might see the festival as a soft target.
Everything that we do is under question at the moment. The level of cuts that we're facing are unprecedented, and we're having to look at every single thing that we do. So this is by no means the end of the costs or the consequences of the cuts. This is really just the first serious manifestation of it. But there will be more. There will be further consequences.
How many staff lose their jobs?
We're looking at that at the moment, but I can tell you that staff will lose their jobs because of the cuts that we're facing.
When were they told?
Well, we haven't told individual staff anything yet.
So you've announced this publicly without telling anybody?
No, we've been keeping people in touch with the emergent picture. We still haven't got a final statement from Dáil in relation to the exact nature of the cuts. We do know, though, the scale of the cuts that we're facing, which is why, as I said earlier on, quite apart from anything else, at this point, we are looking at a significant reduction in our intake of students next September. And inevitably, that is going to be followed by a reduction in the number of staff that we have. We're trying to cope with the situation as best that we possibly can, but we've been dealt an extremely difficult and challenging hand by the politicians.
How far advanced was planning for this year?
People have been working on it. We have been working over the last 12 months to try and put together a viable plan
Will artists have to be compensated? Will there have to be some financial outlay for this?
If the
festival stopped, I appreciate it's not your direct involvement, but if the festival is stopped halfway through the build-up to the next one, what are the financial implications of that?
Well, at this point, I can't answer that question.
So how, Tony Gallagher, do you tell people tonight what you've had to do, given the likely effect, not just on Queen's and on the festival supporters, but on the wider arts community here? What are you saying to them tonight?
Well, I mean, we share with a lot of the broader arts and culture community a profound sadness that the cuts have had such a dramatic effect on the arts and culture and on higher education. And there are going to be enormous consequences of that. The fact that this has happened is something which is deeply saddening.
It goes back to the executive in the end, doesn't it? It goes back to management of budgets, very briefly.
Absolutely. There's a key issue about how we manage budgets, and we've been trying to defend the knowledge economy and our contribution to the economy in Northern Ireland, and we're being hampered from doing that.
Tony Gallagher, thank you very much.